The importance of certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is just taken for granted. And because of the fact that the importance of the value of these aspects is either unknown to us, or that it is ignored, or that we feel that it is sometimes insignificant, for the simple reason that we haven't personally observed the results of these types of things. So therefore there's just a type of maybe sometimes an attitude, or sometimes we don't give it the importance that it deserves. We may have just touched on this, by the way, can't recall, but however. And the aspect that I just want to make known here is the aspect of dua. Now generally it is quite common, especially nowadays also, that you know, we request one another for duas. And we've mentioned previously on some occasion that with regards duas, there's two aspects. Now, I wish Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq of listening carefully myself, and then especially us youth, that one is requesting du'as. Alhamdulillah, we have this good habit of requesting du'as from our parents. We request du'as of our asatiza. We request du'as of our seniors, the pious people. We request du'as of those that are travelling to the Haramain Sharifain, Ziyarat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for Umrah into the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we tell people that are undertaking this journey, do not forget me in your du'as, or remember me in your du'as, whichever way be, either personally, telephonically, or by messages, or whatever we request du'as. Alhamdulillah, all this is in its place. But a level beyond that, one is the level where we are seeking du'as, we are requesting du'as. And one level beyond that is that we become deserving of du'as. In other words, that you have such a type of an interaction with the person that without you requesting the du'as, the person makes du'a for you. Therefore, my Shaykh Al-Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahimahullah used to mention that it is everyone's aspiration that everyone has this in his heart, you know, the love, the muhabbat for the awliya Allah. And sometimes it is for our mashayikh, for our seniors, for our satida, we have muhabbat for them. So alhamdulillah, that is a good thing, something that is complimented. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that we need to go a step beyond that. And that is that just as we have a place in our hearts for them, let our actions be such, so pleasing to them, that we create a place in their hearts for us. One is, we have a place for them in our hearts. We feel happy when we think of them, we make du'as for them and everything else. But this level beyond that is to behave in such a way, to make amal on the ta'limat in such a way, to keep such type of relationship and ta'alluq with them, that a place is created in their hearts for you, that you eventually find that they tell you that, you know, I'm making dua for you. You don't even have to request, you have already earned it. So deserving and earning the du'as, that you don't request it. Now, ourselves and our parents. One is that we keep on requesting our parents for du'as. On the other hand, our relationship with our parents is such that it doesn't draw that muhabbat from the hearts of the parents. So we have to keep on requesting for du'as. But on the other hand, there's an obedient, absolutely obedient child, obedient son. And he does everything possible to please the parents. He does everything possible to make, that is within his ability to make khidmat of his parents. Now, that child, that son or that daughter will not have to request the parents for du'as. I'm not saying he shouldn't request, but even if he didn't request the parents for du'as, you will find that the parents' du'as will be for that child. Anyone speaks to the parents, I'm extremely happy with that. You'll find someone goes and speaks to the parents or phones the parents, how's your son, or how's it? But you'll find there'll be nothing else but du'as emanating from that heart. When the parent lifts up his or her hands to ask and beg of Allah Ta'ala, then this child will not be deprived of the du'as of the parents. And when this happens, when we earn that du'as, then you will find that Allah Ta'ala opens such avenues for this person, sometimes from a dini perspective, sometimes from a dunyavi perspective. Allah Ta'ala opens up things for this person. There was one very, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shah Abdul Quddus. Of course, he was a young lad at that time, a young person, just known as Abdul Quddus, from Gango. So he had an ustad, and one day this young person, Abdul Quddus, he comes crying into the room where his ustad is. So the ustad asks him, that, why are you crying? So he didn't mention anything, so he said, come close to me. Because he was making his khidmat, he said, why are you crying? So when he brought him close, just affectionately, he put his hand on his head. Just to console the child, the youngster is crying. So let me console him. I mean, this is the way of our akabir, our seniors, and parents also do that. Come, my son, what happened? So you put your hand on the head of the child, or bring the child closer. So when he brought this child closer and put his hand on his head, next thing he was shocked. What was it? He said, found his hand to be full of blood. There was blood on this child's head. So he asked the child, what happened? So there was some entry that a cat was attempting to make into this particular place where the Shaykh or the Ustad was sitting. So this youngster tried to block that entry and not allow that cat to get inside. And eventually the cat attacked him. And that was the wound on his head. And he mentioned this to his ustad. This is what happened. But when the ustad observed that, and when he heard this, that for my sake, this child has gone through this, and it went to this extent that he took injury on himself. He took the child and he attached him to his chest. And he made this dua for this child, that Ya Allah, you give this child such azmat and respect and such heights that you haven't given anyone, or you will not give anyone this one. That was a dua that emanated and that came out from the recesses in the bottom of the ustad's heart. This was the dua that the ustad made. It is said that the result of this dua, this person became Shaykh Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. Such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he became as a result of this one dua of this ustad of his. Now from this we will understand that how important it is One is to request du'as, and one is earning the du'as. And how do we earn the du'as? We earn the du'as in this way. That be obedient, make khidmat, whether it is of our parents, whether it is of our asatidah, whether it is some sick and ailing person, a person that is in need, or a person on whom zulm has been made, an oppressed person. Now you don't go with this intention of requesting the du'as from that person, but you just do what you needed to do, whether it is khidmat, whether it is respect, whatever we can do for the person, and then see what the results are. Because these du'as that come out, it's not from the lips, it is from the bottom of the heart. So therefore, as youngsters, alhamdulillah, because we are still in madaris, we are with our parents, we are interacting with them all the time. So let there not be any action of ours that brings about their displeasure. Now, sometimes you find a person has lost his father, now he's only with his mother. Or this person has lost his mother and only with the father. Now, this young person, how does he treat his mother? Sometimes we find in homes like that, the condition is such that if the father is not there, then the mother is being abused, sometimes verbally, and sometimes Allah forbid, even physically. You know, these types of things we hear that happens to mothers. So if it's going to be that type of relationship that we are having with our parents or one of them, then of course the results are going to be in accordance to that. I mentioned to the students not very long ago that on one occasion there was a father and he had a son, and it had that loose character like what we have just discussed. So something happened, his father told him something, he became very upset. Why did my father tell me this? So the next thing he did, when in that rage, he caught hold of his father and he pulled him out of the house, due to which the father now fell down. No compassion, no respect, absolutely nothing. And he's dragging his father outside. He continues dragging his father, and his father remains silent until they came to a particular spot where there was a tree. When they reached there, then the father speaks and he says, "My son, don't pull me beyond this now. Because if you are going to do that, you'll be an oppressor and a zalim." So the son suddenly became surprised and he stopped. He said, "But my father, I need to know from you that when I pulled you from the house up to here, you didn't mention anything. And now all of a sudden, when we reach this point, you are telling me that I'll become an oppressor. Was I not an oppressor all this time?" So his father said, "My son, what you have did to me, that is exactly what I have did to my father. When I was a young person, it was on the same route and up to this point here that I dragged my father and I disrespected him in this very same way. That is exactly what you have did to me. But when I came here, I stopped. Therefore, I am telling you that you did to me what I have did to my father, so it is in place of what I have did to my father. I am being punished for that. But if you have to take me beyond this, then you're going to go beyond the limits." Now you see, this is what happens. Allah Ta'ala protect and safeguard us against these types of things. So therefore, especially with our parents, especially when I mention this to our friends, our students especially, that see, it's understood, we have our mashayikh, we have our asatidah, but we need to understand what the ranks and what the levels are, and also the positions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given our parents a very high position. Allah Ta'ala has given parents a very high position. Now many a time you will find that when it comes to making mashura, when it comes to taking advice, sometimes it is not related to dini issues, it is related to dunyawi issues. And then we give that type of importance to others which we do not give to our parents. And sometimes, because of our relationship with our mashayikh, We put them on that pedestal, we put them higher than our parents. And unfortunately, sometimes we make our parents feel like they are jahils. They know nothing. We don't even ask them. Yes, sometimes it goes to this extent that our parents come to know via someone else what we are deciding. And sometimes it's major issues and decisions in our life. Is this what the maqam of the parents? But that's not the maqam of the parents. If this is how we are going to be treating our parents, then Allah knows best where we're going to be getting the du'as and the blessings of our parents. When it comes to marriage-related issues, for instance, then I will go discuss with everyone else, whereas the first person to choose a partner for me is my mother. The best person. And because she knows, women folk know, as much as the maqam and the rank of the shaykh is there, the ustad is there. But they are outsiders as far as these issues are concerned. These are family issues sometimes. So what I will do, I will make all the mashura with someone else and then just come home at the end and just inform my mother. That I say, okay, my, this person is a hafiz, he's an alim, I can't tell him anything. But can you imagine what you've did to the heart of that mother? That mother who has been a means of you entering this world, and who has cared for you, and whose nights were sleepless because of you. When I was restless, she was restless. When I was hungry, she was hungry. When I was happy, it was her happiness. My grief was her grief. My pain was her pain. Through all that, they brought us up. And today, this is my relationship with her. Is this what parents are all about? We need to understand these things. Our relationship with our parents need to be of very different, one of respect. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, give us the guidance, and give us the tawfiq to understand this, and bolster and strengthen that relationship with our parents. Do not look at their weaknesses. Sometimes they have apparent weaknesses. That is not our business, what their weaknesses are. We look at them as our parents. That these are those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that rank and that maqam. That Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid after ibadat to him, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Next is وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That be good to your parents. So therefore, may Allah ta'ala give us this tawfiq to understand this and improve our relationship with our parents to everything. For them, so that we earn those du'as from the bottom of the hearts and then see what progress and what heights and at what levels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us. Sometimes it is worldly aspects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up, and sometimes it is deeny aspects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up. May Allah ta'ala give me, if you bless us all with the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance to understand, and in whatever broken words this may be said, Allah Ta'ala make it such that it must be from heart to heart. Let us take this and go from here. Let it be heart to heart. The words may be whatever. It's just something to convey. But it is a message from the heart to our hearts. And when it's from heart to heart, we hope inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will affect and will bring some type of reality in this. And maybe inshallah when we go from here, then we'll have a totally different type of attitude towards our parents, one of respect, one of compassion, one of making khidmat for our parents. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wa sayyidi al-mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, O most loving, caring, compassionate Allah. Ya Allah, you give us respect for our parents. Ya Allah, through your infinite grace and mercy, this is a ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, our parents are ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, if our parents are elderly, give us the tawfiq to make khidmat of our parents. O my Kareem Allah, if our parents are such that they need financial assistance and you have given us sufficient, then Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to spend on our parents. Ya Allah, if we do not have sufficient and our parents are in need, then whatever little you have given us, Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to make some space within that for our parents. Ya Allah, you give us barakat in our rizq and sustenance so that we may be able to spend on our parents. Ya Allah, if our parents are sick and ailing, then you bless them with shifa. Ya Allah, if they are sick and ailing, and if Ya Allah, you have made it possible for us to make the khidmat, then give us the tawfiq to make the khidmat if we are near them. O my Kareem Allah, if we are not near them, then at least let us keep constant check on them. O my Kareem Allah, let us treat this an honor to make khidmat of our parents. O my Kareem Allah, let it not be such, Ya Allah, that the hearts of our parents are displeased because of our interaction with them and because of our attitude towards them. O my Kareem Allah, when we become fathers, when we become husbands, Ya Allah, our relationship with those people that have brought us up, that have nurtured us, my Kareem Allah, they become secondary in our lives. Ya Allah, sometimes we have no time for them. Ya Allah, we have no time to speak to them. We have no time to see them. My Kareem Allah, what type of zulm sometimes we make on our parents. We backchat them and back answer them. Our parents sometimes become scared of us. Oh my Kareem Allah, change this condition of ours. Bless us with hidayat, my Kareem Allah. Create in the hearts of our parents muhabbat for us. Create in our hearts muhabbat for our parents. Respect for our parents. Oh my Kareem Allah. Bless our parents with barakat in the rizq, O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, expand the rizq and sustenance. O my Kareem Allah, the young ones that are seated here. O my Kareem Allah, give them the jazba of making khidmat of the parents. O my Kareem Allah, let them make the parents' hearts happy. O my Kareem Allah, let us realize that our parents come first. O my Kareem Allah, the condition today is this, that if my Shaykh tells me something, if my Ustad tells me something, I treat it an honor. But if my parents tell me something, I'm not prepared to listen. O my Kareem Allah, what zulm we are making on our parents. Ya Kareem Allah, you from above are observing everything. Ya Kareem Allah, may hidayat nasib farma. Ya Allah, save us and save the youth of the Ummat from this disrespect. O my Kareem Allah, grant the Ummat, Ya Allah, the youth and the youngsters of the Ummah. Ya Allah, and grant us the elderly ones that have good parents and you have blessed with parents to respect our parents. O my Kareem Allah, this is a great ni'mat of yours. Ya Allah, it is a of du'as that are open for us. Ya Kareem Allah, you make khair for us and bless us with the best in this world and bless us with the best in the akhirah. Ya Kareem Allah, you become happy and pleased with us and give us a tawfiq to engage in those a'mal that are pleasing to you. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub 'alayna ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin. برحمتك يا